Monseigneur Ignace Bourget. Monseigneur Bourget was born in Saint-Joseph de la Pointe de Lévis on October 30th, 1799, and passed away in Soto-Récollet on June 8, 1885. His accomplishments and visionary spirit marked the history of Montreal. As the city's second bishop, serving from 1840 to 1876, he strengthened ties uniting local Catholic churches and the Vatican, while helping Curé Labelle and colonization movements. Among other things, he was responsible for the construction of the Mary Queen of the World Cathedral, which he modeled after St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Under his reign, the Vatican agreed to divide Montreal's one and only parish, Notre Dame, kept under Sulpician hegemony. Sharing with Monseigneur Eugène de Masneau a common vision regarding the importance of the church's activities and social involvement, Monseigneur Bourget was directly responsible for the Oblates coming to America by inviting fraternities to settle in Montreal, the Montérégie region, and Western Canada. The Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate. The Missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate are a community of priests and brothers founded in Provence in 1816 by Monseigneur Eugène de Masneau. The community advocates social involvement of the church in its evangelization mission to make a difference with the most indigent and excluded members of a society. In the early 20th century, Pope Pius XI called them the specialists of difficult missions. The Oblates made a remarkable contribution and had a major influence on the population. When they arrived in Montreal, the Oblates helped to initiate people coming both from the countryside and abroad to city life. Originally specializing in retreats and missions, they founded parishes in Montreal, Quebec City, and Ottawa. They also followed colonization movements in Quebec, the Great North, and Western Canada, and opened various schools, some of which would become major institutions, such as the University of Ottawa. Despite the drop in religious practice in Quebec, the Oblates managed to reinvent themselves and maintain a presence with the people. Saint-Pierre-Port is a wonderful example of this. Today, there are over 4,300 Oblates working in various missions around the world. Victor Bourgeot, architect. Victor Bourgeot was born in Lavaltrie on September 26, 1809, and passed away in Montreal on March 1, 1888. Having apprenticed as a carpenter with his uncle, he inherited skills born of a long family tradition of carpenters and woodworkers. He would have been influenced by the drawings and works of American architects, including Maynard Lefebvre and John Austin. Although little is known about his early career, many specialists agree that he would certainly have worked on a few projects with architect John Austin, which explains the quality of his work, both in terms of technique and architectural aesthetics, making Bourgeot one of the most important architects in Quebec. His first project as an architect, the Church of Saint-Pierre-Port, was so well received that Monseigneur Bourget appointed him official architectural advisor to the Archdiocese. This brought him numerous contracts, and he was involved in the construction of over 100 places of worship in Quebec. Among other things, he designed the Mary Queen of the World Cathedral and was highly praised for the quality of his interiors, including the decor of Montreal's Notre Dame Basilica. The Church of Saint-Pierre-Port is recognized as one of his most beautiful accomplishments. Designed in the purest neo-Gothic style, which is rather rare in Quebec, it has maintained remarkable integrity through all the years. To continue your visit with the description of parish property, please select stop number 5. And now, please proceed to the corner of Penny Street and face the vestry.